Good morning. It's July 23rd, 2012. The time is 8:07 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York. Walking the back side street that's from my house. And a little morning walk here with Max. Get him out here and along the cornfield on the back 2 acres of my property. On a morning that it's still cool. We're expected to get some hot and humid heat today. You know, we had a little bit of a reprieve with some rain. And the picture of the cover art depicts that with the corn that just a few weeks ago was only about 6 inches is now knee high. Come on, Max. And we're just on the return track back to the house here, a short walk down and back, probably about a 20-minute walk here for heading out to do the day's appointments, activities, and whatnot. I'm on a day off today. Today is my Saturday, where it's most people's Mondays. And the cornfield is coming along quite well, I guess, with the rain, just in comparisons of other parts of the country. The corn is knee-high at this time, where, like I said, just a few weeks ago, it was just about 6 inches. So there is a field of green corn in the back portion of my property that extends out to my neighbor's part within the dike of the village here, my little village in upstate New York. And like I said, just getting Max out here, getting the day started amongst all the activities that and events that have taken place over this last several days. I sort of try to keep low on the social media. When you have events such as what's happening out in Colorado take place, I really don't see the point posting anything other than reflecting back on thoughts and concerns of those that affected on the tragedy that's out there. It seems to come at almost unexpected times and stuff, and amongst all the other things that are going on in this world that aren't really good, and but we need to think of the good things to move forward, but not forget those events that have happened and maybe learn from them, I guess, or I'm not sure. It just it boggles my mind, I guess, on why, because there is no logic in no logic at all or reason for an event like that to take place, and it just disrupts people. And those weren't directly affected or really affected, because just the sadness of the whole affair. So sort of reflecting on that a little bit this morning. You know, it's a couple days after, a lot of information is coming out about that, and but I'm trying not to dwell on it too much, because you dwell on something too much, it just brings you down. It's important to be concerned, but sort of noticing on some of the news I have watched this morning, very limited, that they're not mentioning the individual's name, which I think it's a good thing. It's like the focus needs to be and should be focused on those affected that out there in Aurora. So get my day started here. Gonna try and stay cool after doing the running around this morning. Have to get the automobile serviced, I guess, which isn't really that too much of a deal to do, other than drive it to the service shop and have them do what they have to do to keep the car in good working condition. But that's how I'm getting my day started here on this morning. Y'all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn, and ciao for now. Peace.